Hello?
We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is voluntary important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very dissatisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed?
Is this a college research or something?
We're conducting an opinion research.
I would say dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you and a 10 that is a very important issue to you? Democracy? How important it is to you from 0 to 10?
From 1 to 10...
Yes, being 10 the most important.
I would say 7.
Thank you. Voting rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Kindergarten to 12th education?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
Does that mean sexual orientation?
Yes.
So?
Abortion rights?
When you ask abortion rights, are you asking me if that's important to me, that we should have abortion rights, or if it's not important?
That is correct. That is,
zero.
How important it is to you? Zero. Okay.
Zero.
Crime and violence?
10.
And inflation and cost of living?
10.
And healthcare?
10.
Climate change?
9.
A student loan debt?
8.
Immigration?
Immigration?
Yes.
9.
Criminal justice reform?
9.
And job and wages?
9.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know this is still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Where am I likely to vote for?
Yes, from 0 to 10, being 10, I'm extremely likely to vote.
7.
7. And what is your race, please?
Hispanic.
And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
January 25th, 2005.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College degree.
It will be associate or bachelor's?
Associate.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
8.
8, thank you. And how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
Ten, of course. They all have, we as human beings will have power to do so.
And how much power then we graded from 0 to 10 would you give?
10.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings over some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Kamala Harris, how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
I would say 0.
0. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Donald Trump?
8.
Joe Biden?
0.
The Republican Party?
0.
And the Democratic Party?
9.
Thank you. I know this is still way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
I know this is still way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did not vote.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Slightly worse.
Thank you. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
None of them vote.
Thank you. And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
And Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
0.
Supreme Court?
too.
President Biden?
Zero.
White supremacists?
Zero.
Governor Kemp?
Zero.
And Donald Trump?
Seven.
Thank you. Below is a list of policies and statements that you have that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverages. From 0 to 10, how this motivates you to vote?
Excuse me, gentlemen. I really have to go. I appreciate your job asking those kind of questions, but I really do have to go.
We're almost done, sir. Can I give you a call back? We're almost done.
Okay. Let's do it quick. Well, what were the answers?
From 0 to 10, how strongly is that to vote? Right in.
7.
And the 2019 Foster Youth to Independent program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those going out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more. Action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. From 0 to 10, how would you motivate this to vote?
7.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. From 0 to 10, how this motivates you to vote?
8.
The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Karsh sued to block in Georgia hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. From 0 to 10, how you graded this to for you to motivate to vote?
8.
And we've made strides toward building Black power together. While still is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the force obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. From 0 to 10, how would you grade it for you to vote?
1.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and it's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, being 10, that has a lot of power.
8.
How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter to most to their community? From 0 to 10, that 10 means a lot of power.
8.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I noticed a long way off is sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But it is down now. How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
7.
And thinking of back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Slightly worse.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, not registered.
Do you consider yourself 1 heterosexual, straight, 2 lesbian or gay, 3 bisexual, or 4 something else?
heterosexual.
Are you married and married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And you mentioned that you were Hispanic, Latino origin. Can you please specify if you're Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano, Salvadorian, Cuban?
Venezuelan.
Venezuelan. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployment, retirement, permanently disabled, homemaker, and state permanent parent, or student?
Student.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate, it's fine.
I have no clue.
You can tell me, I guess. That is your best estimate. Just for classification purpose.
$5,000?
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great day.
Well, you too, man. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.